The fellas of BTS rave about their Grammy nomination. The Recording Academy responds to The Weeknd's Grammy corruption complaint. And Taylor Swift reveals which song she's most excited to re-record. This is Billboard News Now for Wednesday, November 25th.
First of all, we're truly honored, and we know this is a huge step and a milestone. Not only for us, but for the music industry.
First up, BTS beamed into the Late Late Show with James Corden on Tuesday, November 24th to dish about how it felt to receive their first ever Grammy nomination.
It makes us even happier to know how proud our fans must be right now. And it feels like our hard work has finally kind of paid off.
Next up, by now you've probably heard the controversy surrounding The Weeknd and the 63rd annual Grammy Awards. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
Many saw the Canadian star's blinding lights as a front runner to win Record of the Year, but the hit wasn't nominated in that category or for Song of the Year, Best Pop Solo Performance, or Best Music Video. Well, some quote-unquote sources close to the situation went to the press with this. There were many conversations between the Grammys and the Weeknd team about his performance slated for the 2021 Grammys. There was an ultimatum given resulting in a struggle over him also playing the Super Bowl that went on for some time, and it was eventually agreed upon that he would perform at both events. The Grammys had their nomination ballots as of October 12th and had all these convos with the Weeknd team in the past month. And today, on November 24th, the Weeknd had not one nomination and is now completely ignored by the Grammys. This was the year that they were supposed to rise up. What is the process and where is the transparency? Meanwhile, the Weeknd himself tweeted, "The Grammys remain corrupt. You owe me, my fans, and the industry transparency." Billboard asked the Recording Academy's chair and interim president CEO, Harvey Mason Jr., for a response, and he supplied a statement that read in part, "We understand that The Weeknd is disappointed at not being nominated. I was surprised and can empathize with what he's feeling. His music this year was excellent. We were thrilled when we found out that he would be performing at the upcoming Super Bowl, and we would have loved to have him also perform on the Grammy stage the weekend before." To be clear, voting in all categories ended well before The Weeknd's performance at the Super Bowl was announced, so in no way could it have affected the nomination process.
Sometimes when I hear my older music and my older young teenage voice, it makes me feel like I'm a different singer now.
And finally, Taylor Swift just revealed which song from her catalog she's most excited to re-record. Here's Jordan again with the details.
Right on the heels of earning 6 Grammy nominations and dropping her Folklore the Long Pond Sessions documentary on Disney+, Taylor Swift dialed into Good Morning America on Wednesday, November 25th, and revealed which song from her old albums she's had the most fun re-recording. Yep, Taylor chose Love Story from 2008's Fearless as her favorite so far, describing how in her older music, her voice is so teenaged.
It's been the most fun to go back and re-record ones that I feel like I could actually possibly improve upon.
For more on all these stories, you can head to billboard.com. And don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.